It is 1 o'clock and time for our Roots Are Showing. I'm your host, Robin Pressman, and I am thrilled and delighted and very excited to have Daryl Purpose live in the studio with me. And we're going to preview his brand new CD, beautiful collection of music. It's called Next Time Around. And I'll start off with one of the songs from that CD, and then we'll get to talk to Daryl for a while as well. So here is Orange Raincoat on Our Roots Are Showing.
One, two. Born and raised in Elizabethtown, inside a song of Kentucky. High school dropout skating around. I can't help it if I'm unlucky. Unopened envelopes and magazines, pajamas, plaid, and flannel. But then it's seen it, black and white, only gets one channel. And I'm an orange raincoat walking as the rain starts coming down. I'm an orange raincoat walking through a blue umbrella town. Bored to tears in Elizabethtown. Enduring dog days undaunted. Nothing to do but circle. All the places we once haunted. You with your patchouli and pepper spray, going on your audition. You every blue Kentucky day, with all of your superstitions. And I'm an orange raincoat walking as the rain starts coming down. I'm an walking through a blue umbrella town. Blue frisbee stuck up on the roof. Blue panther parked on the lawn. Every night I search for proof, but every night you are still gone, gone, gone. Every night you're still gone. All around old E-Town I see umbrellas torn and tattered. All the things that made you cry way back when our love still mattered. We used to cross the Rubicon when it ran through Kentucky. But ever since you've been so gone, I haven't been so lucky. And I'm an orange raincoat walking as the rain starts coming down. I'm an orange raincoat walking through a blue umbrella town. I'm an orange raincoat walking. As the rain keeps pouring down, I'm an orange raincoat walking through a blue umbrella town.
Oh, that's Daryl Purpose here on Our Roots Are Showing from the brand new CD Next Time Around. And Daryl Purpose is right here in the studio with us. Hi.
Hey, Robin. Good to be here.
So great to see you. What a great hooky start. I love that song.
Isn't that fun? Yeah. Paul Zollo and I wrote that.
Yeah. So you have a couple of songs on here that you wrote with Paul Zollo.
That's right. Three numbers with Paul Zollo. I think of them as kind of the backbone of the whole CD. I really enjoyed the creative process with him. Mm-hmm. It was some serious work in those final weeks, months before the recording. Yeah, I felt really inspired. I felt really lucky to be able to work with him, too.
So you mean you were writing the songs up until the recordings?
Yeah. In fact, that song was probably the, I guess that was definitely the last song written for the recording.
Well, the CD is called Next Time Around, and you recorded it at this very special studio.
Blue Rock Artist Ranch and Studio in Wimberley, Texas.
Talk about it a little bit, because it's a fantastic place. I've heard about it from other musicians also. Cliff Eberhart recorded a CD there, and people are just raving about it.
It's a remarkable place, and mostly it's special because of Billy and Dodie Crockett, who I met maybe 15 years ago. They came to their first house concert in Wiley, Texas, and it was me. That was the artist that was playing. And they cite this concert, their first house concerts, as part of the inspiration to create something for themselves. They were like, oh, music, community, home. And that's part of where Blue Rock Studios came from and was born out of. And it took quite a while, but they built this remarkable artist retreat and studio. I mean, I just got a very nurturing place to create and to record and to be. It was a wonderful thing. It was a wonderful experience.
Well, this is a very beautiful collection of music, in part because of the way it's produced, the sound, the instrumentation, the delicate care that's been taken with every song, I think.
Yeah, Billy is special, no doubt about it. He's a remarkable man.
Well, we're going to kind of delve into some of the songs on here and listen to you do some live and some on the record.
Okay.
I'd like to hear you sing live.
Sure.
What do you want to do for us?
How about Dreams of Life?
How about that?
This is another Paul Zolo co-write, Dreams of Life. Gloria works at the House of Pancakes in the tambourine heart of Vallejo. She stashes her tips in a red coffee can near a photograph of Galileo. Galileo, she dreams of the fountain of youth. Galileo, imprisoned for telling the truth. He dreams of life with Galileo. Now Hector hides shotguns and ammunition in the trunk of his mother's Camaro. Somehow he got sprung after 36 months of hard time at a Tascadero. Tascadero, waiting for the mystery train. Tascadero, hanging with a criminally insane. He dreams of life in a Tascadero. Dreams of life, dreams of life. All of our days only dreams of life, dreams of life. At noon, Senor Moon runs a victory lap. Cowboy hat and blue tuxedo. The sand in his boots from the beach where he sleeps, just outside of Escondido. Escondido, city of slippery slopes. Escondido, shadowland of shadows. Dreams of life in Escondido. Dreams of life, dreams of life. All of our days only dreams of life. Heading south on 395. Past Temecula, Tijuana. Took a turn at the corner of
staying alive in our coat she bought with marijuana just to drown out the sirens and the car alarms, just to drown out the squalor and the suburban sprawl, just to fall back in somebody's arms, just to drown, just to fall, just to drown, just to fall. Now Eleanor dreams of escaping New Jersey, run with the bulls at Pamplona, in a strawberry robe in the dishwater dusk. She'd settle for Arizona, Arizona, so far from the ice and the cold. Arizona, sun shining like Cuervo gold. She dreams of life in Arizona. Days only dreams of life. All of our days only dreams of life.
Mm-hmm. Daryl Purpose live in the studio on Our Roots Are Showing. That song, Dreams of Life, you introduce on this record as being inspired by your move to the most beautiful place on earth, in your opinion.
Well, Paul Zola heard me talking about that, you know, and of course I recommend that to everybody, that they move to their, not that they move to Netherlands, but that they move to their own favorite place sometime in their life. And he heard me talking about that, and he just started to imagine this song about the lives that we live and the lives that we dream about.
So it's a song that's really very sad, about people sort of missing their dream. Not getting their dream, don't you think?
You know, it's a song about life, and I think that this record is about, is, thank you for listening that carefully, by the way. You know, I sort of think that life is about finding beauty in the tough things, mm-hmm. you know, because we all go through it. It's not an easy road for any of us, really, I don't think, even those of us who are blessed, you know. Who are particularly blessed, like myself, you know, life is good for me. And yet I still struggle, you know, and I think that that's true. And Paul in particular, I think, has a particular empathy for people that struggle. And that's kind of what the song is about. It's kind of finding the beauty and the richness in our lives, in the lives that we live and the lives we imagine. And mm-hmm. hoping for more, too. I think I sort of feel inspired by that song. Like, I would think that if I heard that song, I might want to make that step. I might want to move to Arizona. I might want to go to Pamplona and run with the bulls. I guess that's a conceit of mine that I would hope people would somehow get that.
The inspiration is don't let your life go by without doing the thing that you really want to do.
Yeah.
That's one of those things that could be embroidered on a pillow, sort of, but it's really hard. It's really hard for a lot of people to do. And so it's important to be reminded of that. And it's important to be reminded in a way that is poetic and beautiful.
So easy to get stuck, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Paul is somebody that you write with, and you've written several songs on this record, but somebody else, another really fantastic writer that you sing a lot of his music, is Dave Carter.
Oh, yeah.
And you included one of his songs on here, as you have on almost every one of your...
I think this is the fourth record in a row that I've sung a Dave Carter song. And I met Dave at the Sisters Oregon Folk Festival. I think it was 1997. And I was in the song contest that year. I was just trying to start some kind of a career in music. And he was the judge because he had won it the year before. And, you know, when I won, I figured he had pretty good taste. And so we became fast friends. And the man just inspired me with his commitment to his craft and to the art, you know. And he was on the verge of maybe, you know, genius, and a little madness and greatness, certainly. And I consider him the best songwriter that I've ever known, and maybe the best songwriter that's ever lived. I'm very committed to the legacy of Dave Carter. I hope everybody goes and checks him out and gets something like what I get from Dave.
He was a fantastic storyteller and created whole worlds, but he did it economically also, I think. He was able to write beautiful metaphors, but tell a story, and you can understand the entire world that he's painting in a very quick way. As a matter of fact, I just want to say, in this song,
yes,
I could tell it was a Dave Carter song, I think, from three words and three notes.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. That's great. Yeah.
Do you want to play it, or should we hear it on the record?
Either way, your call.
Let's hear the record.
Okay. And you know, I was going to say about Dave, it was funny that you said about Dave, about how he's economical with, because, you know, he used to say to me, I wish I could write a song like you, Daryl. But what he meant was he wanted to write a simple song. You know, so he struggled with that. He did struggle with economy of words, I think. But I feel like he pretty much nailed it.
Yeah. Well, here it is. So this, do you want to say anything about this song before we hear it?
This is a song that Dave wrote for Al Grierson, and it's kind of funny because he woke up one day, and I guess the story goes that he had written a song about me in his sleep. He had a dream about me, and he wrote this song. It's called Annie's Lover. But he talked to Al Grierson, you know, just upon waking up, and he told Al Grierson it was about him. And so he had to call Al later and say, you know what, I'm sorry, Al, that wasn't about you. That was about Daryl Purvis. And so he felt compelled to write a song for Al. This is Al's song.
It's a hard road that leads to Spirit Hollow. It's the last best kiss of winter. This bitter breeze that blows, even though he knows that she will never follow. It's a changing of the year. It's his mind to go. So he makes his way from Aspen over Natchez, and he sends his love a letter. No answer ever comes. So he listens for a whisper in the branches, and the rustling of the needles in the noonday sun, and the light when it shines through the proud Dixie pines, paints her face in the flash and the shadow. And he stares down the wind till he's a waltzing once again with the gypsy girl from Golden Colorado. It was in the holy season of the harvest that he found her in the meadow, overlooking Boulder Bridge. She was weaving lady slippers in the garlands, singing, bringing in the sheaves along the Chloe Ridge. Now the light, when it shines through the proud Dixie pines, paints her face in the flash and the shine. Then he stares down the wind till he's waltzing once again with the gypsy girl from Golden light. when it shines through the proud Dixie Pines. Paints her face in the flash and the shadow, and he stares down the wind till he's waltzing once again with a gypsy girl from Golden, Colorado.
Daryl Purpose and a Dave Carter song, and that's Tracy Grammer singing with you.
That's right. Yay.
So nice.
Am I a lucky guy or what?
Yeah. So you were telling me that this record is sort of what you've always wanted to do. You're very happy with how this came out. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, what you said. It's true. You know, I think Billy brought such a commitment to excellence, and we had the time. And he had the resources and the skills. And I guess I just feel like I've settled a lot in other records. I've had great efforts by all the people working with me and a great efforts by past producers. But we've been limited by this and that and the other thing, by time and money and everything, really. I don't know. I guess you're never going to make a record where you don't feel like you're settling. You have to make choices at the end. It's so hard at the end because you got to make choices and you got to finish it. It's so hard, you know, that process. And yet I guess this time I felt we got way closer to the ending that I've been looking for in a produced record. You know, I felt like we got close with Ed Tree on Gift of the Magi, but that was a different thing. That was just a guitar vocal live in the studio, a little fiddle, once in a while a harmony. This is a produced record, and, you know, I love produced records. You know, I remember I used to hear Greg Brown say that he really wants to be the leader of a rock band. He really wants to be a rock star, but he just didn't have the money to carry all those people around, you know. And to some extent, I want to be a pop star. You know, I have this like guilty pleasure, you know, pop music. I'm a big fan of pop music. And I know people think of me as a folkie, but that's because I got an acoustic guitar and it's just me. So I'm a folkie. But I love folk music too, of course. But you know what I mean?
Well,
so
this is much a, have this, to say that in this show.
Well, it's just true. So this record is only my third produced record. Oh no, sorry, fourth. It's hard to keep track. Right Side of Zero, Traveler's Code, A Crooked Line, and this one. So it's only the fourth one.
Yeah.
And I just felt like we got closer to the goal on this one, largely due to Billy.
You know, from my point of view as a folk DJ, what I like about it is this is a production that, while it may be somewhat elaborate, it is. It serves the song.
Yeah, Billy is about serving the song and the end.
Yeah. So he played the mandolin on that last one.
Yeah, he played the mandolin. That's Georgie Smith on the cello and Tracy singing. Yeah. Uh-huh. And the band.
Well, why don't we hear a really produced song, in my opinion.
Okay. Which one?
The Stories We Tell.
Okay. Fair enough.
So this is an interesting song, I think, from the lyric point of view also. It's there's a quote from Kurt Vonnegut that says, we become...
We are
who we pretend to be.
Oh.
That's what Kurt Vonnegut said.
I like that.
So this is a sort of a cautionary tale about that, I think.
Fair enough. Wrote this with Robert Morgan Fisher.
Write a story, let me show you how it's done. First you get yourself a good guy, then you fit him with a gun. Then you rustle up some bad guys, the dark and evil kind. But when they get slaughtered, no one minds. And when the fight is over, then everything seems well. Their place in heaven or in hell. Just don't forget, we become the stories that we tell. So you wanna write a story? Let me show you how it's done. First to build yourself a temple that can almost reach the sun. Then you write yourself some rules about how folks should behave, and all the others won't be saved.
it's over and they're tolling out the bell. Covers up the cries of the fallen infidels. Just don't forget we become the stories that we tell. Now we become the stories as the things we think and feel and do unfold us. And the story still reveals itself and tells our children's children what it told us. Yeah, 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 yourself a country, then you call it number one. Then you find yourself another place, treat like number two, but they don't do things like you do. And when every last native son's been killed or expelled, and you control each diamond mine and every oily well, just don't forget we become stories that we tell. Don't forget we become the stories that we tell. Don't forget we become the stories that we tell.
So we become the stories that we tell. Daryl Purpose on Our Roots Are Showing. The new CD is next time around, and we've got Daryl live in the studio here on Our Roots Are Showing on KRCB, and we're going to spend a little more time talking about the new record and hearing you sing a little bit more too, huh?
All right. Another song.
Yeah. Is this going to be one from the record?
Yeah, let's do The Fourth Chair. This is a song that I wrote with a friend that I was staying with in Boston, Kathleen Brophy. A night after leaving Maine, where Ellis Paul had just bought a house and was living with his new wife at the time. And it's called The Fourth Chair.
Tonight we did it again. Small square table, three friends. No matter how long it's been, I tell them my tales from the road. They tell me about buying baby clothes, and we laugh about the way things go. First chair, he's a friend of mine. Second chair, she's pouring more wine. Then I make a toast to a meal so fine. But in my mind, you're there in the fourth chair. Now he and I would travel around. Neither thought we'd settle down. Now he's built a house in his old hometown. Me, I'm still making my way, looking for one more time to play. And so, how long you gonna stay? First chair, he listens real well. Second chair, the stories she tells. It's easy for me, see how he fell. But my thoughts dwell on you. Fourth chair, old antique, stand alone. Not a creak or a crack in that wicker woven who just cleared the woods on the fire. We talk till we get tired, then we pull out guitars and strum a few. I play my new batch of tunes, but not the one I wrote for you. You know that one that made you cry. First cherry's rocking slow, second chair she's starting to show. And I get my things, it's time to go. With one last slow cold stare at the fourth chair. The fourth chair.
So that's a song that you'd recorded before, also the stories that we tell. So you put two songs that you'd already done before on this one.
Yeah, there's actually three, but they never had a studio treatment. I'd put them on a live CD that I did with Julie Beaver in 2005, just before I sat down my guitar for 7 years. And I just felt like those were strong enough songs that I wanted to see what we could do with them in the studio. And also the stories that we tell, I didn't sing it on the live version. Julie sang it.
Well, so how is it being back to playing music and making the decision to come back? We're really happy that you're back.
Thank you. Yeah, I like few things as much as creating energy in a room by sharing songs with people and having them get it. And that keeps me motivated, you know, in a lot of ways for a lot of things for a long time. You know, it's not something, these shows are not something the performer does to the audience. You know, it's something that, it's an interchange, you know, it's a back and forth. And I love that special thing that's created when it's going well.
Well, it's great from the audience point of view to be part of an audience like that that's really connecting with an artist. You can feel that from the audience.
Yeah, side. And I've certainly done that. Like I say, when I stopped playing for 7 years recently, part of that was about separating the whole music business from music and becoming a fan again. So I went to a lot of shows, and I remembered what I loved about music and the musical experience. And I don't ever want to forget that. If I ever forget that again, I will put down my guitar again.
Well, let's hope you don't.
Thanks, Rob.
So I want to hear The Ghost of Crazy Horse.
Great.
So why don't you set that song up for us?
This is another co-write with Paul Zolo. I feel like this is maybe the strongest track on the record. I really like what the guys did with this. Adrian Dolan is playing fiddle. He's a buddy of Ruth Moody of the Wayland Jennies. And Ruth sings
and
on a couple
sings
songs.
On this, yeah.
And just stunning what she does. Just so love and appreciate that she sang on this record. It was so serendipitous. Anyway, she's not on Crazy Horse, though. That's the band, you know. That's Glenn Fukunaga on bass and Donnie Wynn on drums and Darren DeShazo on electric guitar, this band that Billy picked in Austin. I love this track.
Do you want to set up the song, what it's about?
Oh, you know, it's not about Crazy Horse. That's one thing that's interesting. Paul wrote this lyric for a woman that he loved who was dying of cancer. And the song is about anybody that's struggling through something difficult and demonstrating great dignity and resolve. I see.
like a bison in the reeds, following the river to its source with a ghost of craze. You heard the beating of the drum, the generations still to come, a thousand souls at heaven's door, dying to be reborn. You saw the cradle of the skies, where the yellow eagle flies, o'er the brambles and the brush. Round little big horn, that I see you in war paint and beads, like a bison. Ghost of crazy horse. As a dream, save the rushing of the stream and the blue jay's wind-borne song on the scarlet skyways over graves and sycamores. Your unbroken spirit soars like a thunderbird of fire down eternal. Bison in the rain, following the river to its source with a ghost of crazy horse. The ghost of crazy horse. The ghost of crazy.
It's Daryl Purpose on Our Roots Are Showing, KRCB Radio. It is a 2:15, and we're here with Daryl live in the studio celebrating this brand new CD called Next Time Around, which is just so exciting. Really, really
thank you,
happy.
Robin.
Really happy. So, so you wrote a lot of songs on here with other people, but you also have some songs on here that you wrote yourself, and I think we should hear one of those next.
Okay.
Well, I think you should choose whether you want to do Rachel Corrie or Race the Wind.
Ah, tough call. I think I'll do Race the Wind.
Okay.
This is a song about Melody Fairchild, the great runner from Colorado. Melody is arguably the greatest high school distance female runner in U.S. history. And
really?
And she's my friend. And as she's grown up and continued to compete and to run and to discover things about herself, I've just been really inspired by who she is. Thich Nhat Hanh led me and a bunch of other people on a walking retreat one time through the Rocky Mountain National Park, and he talked about not taking the next step until you've arrived in the previous step. So arriving with every step. So that's and I thought Melody's one of the few people who could run that fast and arrive with every step.
They say you've won some races, but that's not the best thing about you. You'll take on any mountain, give no cause to doubt you. But folks have expectations, you hate to let them down. You put your best foot forward, you take the higher ground. And when the need to show the world has abated, and all the challenges have faded, time fills your heart from the start with love and no regret. You race the wind to the end and arrive with every step. When the one was taken from you, you could not comprehend. So you wrapped her spirit in you, and it's guided you since then. With passion, curiosity, and kindness, now for the both of you, it's my wish. Time fills your hearts from the start with love and no regret. May you race the wind to the arrive with every step. There is no finish line when you bring a beginner's mind and take just one more step each time. So give your heart from the start with love and no regret, and race the wind to the end and arrive with every step. Now they say you've won some races, that's not the best thing about you.
Daryl Purpose, live in the studio here on Our Roots Are Showing. And I think we should play next time around.
Okay, fair enough.
So tell us about this carousel.
A lot to say about the carousel. It's an art project and a carousel that happens about a mile from my house. One man, Scott Harrison, had this dream as a young Marine in Vietnam. He had this tiny little carousel that he took around with him, and he thought someday he would build a carousel in a small town. And he began, with no woodworking experience and no painting experience, and began to carve and paint animals. As he worked for Amnesty International all those years, lived in Netherlands, carved these animals, kept them in a warehouse, and finally he heard about a the guts of a carousel that was being torn apart in Salt Lake City, and he took a truck out and he went and got it. And this thing has come to fruition, and I feel like it's about making something out of nothing. It's about one man's passion supported by the community. I just don't think this kind of thing could happen in many cities, but it happened in our little town, 1,500 people in Nederland, Colorado. I've just been very inspired by it, and Scott asked me to write a verse that he would hang on the wall when the carousel went up. And so Kevin Faherty and Kevin's wife and I were over a few beers. We wrote, "If I should go by in the blink of an eye, do not worry for me where I'm bound. Beginnings and endings are only pretendings. I'll see you next time around." And that hung on the wall for a couple years. And when I started thinking about making a new album and making some new songs for it, I thought that was a pretty good start for a song. To me, it's come to symbolize the way I come in and out of people's lives, and the idea of moving forward, the idea of returning, the idea at the end in the production. It's Devin Spruill singing, "Don't Worry." And it's the six-year-old, you know, waving to her mom, you know, as she's riding around the carousel. Last 2 minutes of this song might be my favorite 2 minutes of the whole album.
If I should go by in the blink of an eye, don't worry for me where I'm bound. Beginnings and endings are only pretendings. I'll see you next time around. I've no earthly idea what led me here upon this big circle of light. It spins on its axis, perfect without practice. I'm just along for the ride. If I should go by in the blink of an eye, don't worry for me where I am bound. Beginnings and endings are only pretendings. I'll see you next time. Finds us. It's really too big to conceal. In heaven and on earth, it runs just like clockwork, the spirit inside the wheel. If I should go by in the blink of an eye, don't worry for me. So full of mystery, tragic and joyous. We have this strange menagerie, so the truth won't destroy us. Secret footprints in the snow reveal each creature's yearning to know the power of moving forward. Joy of returning.
If I should go home in the blink of an eye, have I seen you before?
See you next time around.
beginnings and endings are only pretendings. I'll see you next time around. I'll see you next time.